Here at the Conservation and Action Tour, I'm speaking with Kelly Schenck, EPA, and tell me what you do for the organization.
I work on agricultural issues, so I'm working with USDA, the states, and the ag community to try to find the win-win. We're trying to see what the ag community can do to keep their farms viable and at the same time reduce nutrient and sediment losses to the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, I think we're being shown examples on this tour today that there are farmers that are doing this. Got a great story to tell, and we're hoping to try to get some of that story out. How would you characterize what you've been seeing?
It's phenomenal. I think it's a great example of how grain farmers, they're interested in doing what's good for the Bay and for their economic bottom line, and they're showing us that they can maximize their yields and still reduce their nutrient inputs and nutrient losses to the Bay. And we're seeing a lot of creative solutions, and it's keeping both agriculture viable and protecting the Bay.
I've heard several of the farmers make statements that some of the non-participatory BMPs that they're employing aren't necessarily being figured into the model. How would you comment on that?
There are a lot of things that farmers are doing voluntarily without government payments, and they have tremendous nutrient sediment reductions. We absolutely need to credit those in our Chesapeake Bay watershed model. It's up to the states to get that information into the model, and we're working real closely with them, providing them funding, working with the ag community to make sure they understand the importance of that, because that'll show real progress towards reducing nutrient loads and helping to meet the TMDL.
I asked one of the soil and water conservation guys, sounds like that might be a challenge to do in order to, how do you accurately measure that type of activity, you know?
It is challenging, and we're not talking about going to every farm and having to get every single practice. I think there are ways. Let's talk about continuous no-till.
Yeah.
All those farmers go into FSA to collect a commodity payment. Is there an opportunity for FSA to help us get a better handle on the level of continuous no-till out there, with the state agency maybe doing some spot checks? There are ways that you could get at tracking it without much burden or, work on the farmer's part.
What else might you say to people in terms of what you've seen agriculture do over recent years? I heard it said today that agricultural load on the Bay has been declining, but of course we're seeing a lot more urban development, and that's been more on the rise.
Well, we certainly need to get a handle on urban development. Growth is not going to stop in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, and we need to figure out how to reduce those loads from an urban setting, fundamentally develop differently. And I think you're going to see EPA having some strict rulemaking to deal with trying to reduce that load on urban, in the urban setting. Also, wastewater treatment plants will be capped. And so they will be challenged with how do they accommodate growth and maintain a cap, a certain level of nutrient sediment loads.
So for this event here, how would you describe what it has meant to you, for example, in terms of seeing some of these things that were being presented?
CTIC has done an incredible job of demonstrating how farmers care about the Bay, how they care about doing the right thing, and showing how universities like Virginia Tech are doing the research necessary to take it to the next level and figure out what the next technologies are for further reducing nutrient sediment. And I think I'm walking away realizing there's a lot of opportunity for ag to still be part of the solution, and there's a lot of opportunity to keep ag viable in the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your comments here and the opportunity to talk with you. That's Kelly Schenck here at the Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.